Welcome to Ictus Dumaguete Daily Word. Stay tuned to get inspiration and hope for living through God's Word.
Today's devotional is taken from the book of Romans chapter 7 verse 24. O wretched man that I am! Pride. Self-sufficiency, self-consciousness. Oh, to get away from the self. O wretched man that I am! Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? According to Romans chapter 7 verse 24. How can I get away from this wretched, ugly self I am always thinking about? Is it the cry of every man and woman convicted of the sin by the Holy Ghost? Now, the effect of 1 John chapter 4 verses 9 to 10 is to expose all that. And I really am not prepared to listen to people who tell me that the glory in the revelation of God's love unless they have dealt with themselves. There is no value in any striving to keep the tenets of the Christian faith unless those tenets have made you see yourself in the world. Unless they have flushed upon you in such a way as to make you see the manifestation of self. That is what the love of God always does. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us. It is incredible that God could love such a person as I have been describing. That is the amazing thing, that is love, says John. Therefore, if you believe and know all that, it makes you see yourself as you are. And do you see what happens at once? The moment you see yourself like that, you cry with John Bunyan. He says, "He that is down need fear no fall, he that is low in pride." John Bunyan meant that when I see myself as I really am, nobody can insult me. It is impossible because they can never say anything that is bad enough about me. Whatever the world may say about me, I am much worse than they think. When we see ourselves in the light of this glorious gospel, no one can hurt us. No one can offend us. A thought to ponder. Self-sufficiency, self-consciousness. Oh, to get away from the self.
To know more, visit www.ictusdumaguete.org or Facebook page ictusdumaguete-idmc.